Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity and like to extend my sincere appreciation again to Chip. I came to the office of mayor with the perspective of a wife of 33 years, the mother of four grown children, a seasoned professional at the end of her career with a master's degree in public administration, and 27 years of management experience. And perhaps most important, as a fourth generation Illyrian, my husband and I love the city, we love our county, and like so many of you, we're working very hard to help our community prosper again. We also came with many challenges. Illyria had been allowed to deteriorate due to a lack of sound management practices, a reputation for being unfriendly to business and no economic development focus. The narcotics unit had been eliminated and drug dealers were taking over our streets. Nuisance properties in our neighborhoods were contributing to crime and lowering property values. There was no comprehensive plan for aging infrastructure, and our quality of life had started to deteriorate. But working together, we've taken many proactive steps to move our city forward. We started with an audit that identified efficiencies, and we've saved Illyria over $2.5 million. I've set an example by donating back part of my salary, driving my own car, and having no expense account. We're doing more with less and growing our tax base with a real focus on economic development with a new plan. We created new business incentives, a new community improvement corporation, conducted a market analysis for the redevelopment of our business districts. We're more business friendly. And all of this wouldn't do much good if we weren't safer. We've reinstituted our narcotics and neighborhood impact unit, and since May of 2013 have made 431 drug-related arrests working with the city of Lorain. Our neighborhoods are also improving through efforts for stabilizing, demolishing 150 homes. And we've got a very aggressive approach to infrastructure with $46 million worth of improvements. We're doing things differently.
And now, two-minute opening statement from Mr. Bill Grace.
Thank you, David, and thank you, Chip, for hosting this wonderful event. There's a relatively unique opportunity. There's a choice between two candidates, both of whom have held this office, the incumbent mayor, Brenda, and myself. And I would pose that there are two main areas to compare ourselves. One is our level of accomplishments and our level of priorities. And as far as accomplishments are concerned, in the years that I served as mayor, we accomplished one major project after the other. It was just one after the other, and that even included a period during the Great Recession, which we were having very difficult economic times. But during that period of time, we built Illyria City Hall, we built a municipal court, we built Bullocks Parkway, we reconstructed Route 57, a $30 million project, we built water towers, we built the East Falls River Walk, automated our sanitation system with the current automated garbage collection system. We partnered with Illyria Township for a joint economic development district, the most comprehensive in the state of Ohio. The list was on and on, including even during these last several years that the incumbent is in office, projects like Ford Road Bridge replacement, West River Road reconstruction, the current Route 57 project in Middle Avenue is a project. All of those were put in place before I left office. In fact, all of the funding sources were put in place as well. So that's a level of accomplishments. As it relates to our priorities, my priorities had to do very strongly toward support of our police department. It was toward investment in our streets and other infrastructure, and it was about supporting economic development activity. Mayor Brenda's priorities have been very clear right from the start. It's all been about the fire department, putting more and more money toward the fire department, trying to take away life care service of ambulance service. It had to do with the income tax increase proposal last fall, that half that money was proposed to go to the fire department. And even with its failure, monies are being pulled out of public health and other areas that are very important. So I think those draw a strong conclusion or contrast between the two of us.
Thank you. And for our first question, you mentioned the income tax, and last November there was an initiative on the ballot to increase the income tax. that was defeated. Should the income tax be placed on the ballot again? And if so, what should be done differently to ensure that it is passed? Mr. Grace.
Well, I would say we need to learn from past experiences. And over the years, while I was in office, and including this past November, there have been a variety of attempts to raise the city's income tax. And in every case, it's been largely for operational expenses. And while we came relatively close 4 years ago for issue 21, it was entirely for the police department. We came a little over 4 percentage points away from passage. This last one, which was heavily toward fire, failed by even a larger margin. And so I think among the things we should learn from this is that the public has very little to no tolerance for an income tax increase for operational expenses. So I would pose that should we go forward with an attempt to raise the income tax, it needs to be from an investment standpoint, to invest in hard capital infrastructure and improvements, tangible improvements to our community that our residents and our business community will find value to help attract and keep the existing families and companies in our community.
Same question, Mayor.
Thank you. You know, the former mayor talked about the difference between he and I think one of the major differences is he tried 8 times to increase that income tax. The city of Elyria hasn't had an income tax increase in 23 years. The sad thing is he endorsed the issue, and 5 days before the election, he came out campaigning against it. Someone who loves their city wouldn't do that. The city of Elyria does need additional revenue, but clearly the people have spoken, and unfortunately, we did have to eliminate 53 positions in the city of Elyria. I would like to clear up something, though, and that is we have $16 million worth of capital needs in the community. Those have to be addressed somehow, so we'll be looking at possibly a change in our charter, potentially to reverse the reciprocity in our charter. And I'll save the rest of my closing comments. Thanks.
And next question, beginning with Ms. Brenda, and that is, you both spoke about different achievements and plans and accomplishments during your tenures. Is there, in fact, a master plan for the city of Elyria? And perhaps would a Lorain County master plan be better?
Thank you. Yes, there is a master plan. We're in the process, actually, of updating it right now. But there is a fundamental difference between the Brenda administration and the Grace administration on this issue. In the past, our plan has consisted of a wish list. And yes, it did have community input, and that's very valuable. But for the first time in our history, we are conducting a market analysis to be able to benchmark where Elyria's position is, not only in the region, but the county, and within our business districts themselves. It's one thing to have ideas about putting improvements in place to create jobs and improve our business areas, but it's another thing to make wise investments, and to be able to do that in the context of market analysis is important. I do think it's important for the cities of Lorain and Elyria to be part of a larger economic development initiative. I do think it's incumbent eventually upon Team Lorain County to take that on as an initiative and adopt 3 or 4 major common goals that we can share as cities, because none of our communities can do it alone.
And the same question, Mr. Grace.
Thank you. As far as the priorities and planning are concerned, we embarked during my time in office the Elyria Plan 2015 that entailed hundreds of residents that participated and invested dozens of personal hours of their time, hundreds in some cases, toward improving and planning for Elyria's future. And we came up with a very solid priority list of improvements. The key element of that plan was to support the construction of a new Elyria High School, and that was accomplished shortly after that those recommendations came forward. So, you know, we do have a blueprint that's very important. As it relates to countywide planning, I would say that speaks more toward partnerships. We need Elyria and Lorain and other communities in the county, we need to partner everywhere possible with ourselves as far as municipalities, but also with the county. We partnered with the county to do our fire dispatch. It saved the city of Elyria about over $350,000 year in and year out. Other plans were put in, were evolving before I left office, having to do with public health consolidation, as well as consolidation efforts with the law enforcement dispatch. Those are important areas.
And one final question as a bonus question. Recently, Bendix Corporation decided to relocate to Avon. And during your administration, there were a number of businesses that also relocated to other locations from Elyria. What can be done in your future administration, and Mayor, what would be done in your second administration to try to rectify the loss of industry and jobs?
David, I would draw comparisons and go back even further to 1994 when the Moen Corporation left Elyria. That, to me, was a watershed event where a company just left to go to a neighboring community, North Olmsted, down the street. And that should have been a clear sign, it was to me, that we need to step up our game to be a more desirable community. One large company left Elyria my first year or so in office, and that was York International. They left not to go to a neighboring community, but to go to Mexico to take advantages of NAFTA. That we couldn't compete with. As it relates to Bendix, you know, that's an issue of the quality of our community. In our community, it needs to be a call to action. We need to invest in our community. We need to invest in our roads more heavily. We need to raise the standards of construction, and we need to improve the quality of life investments in terms of parks and recreational opportunities. That's why I proposed before I left office that we partner with Lorain County Metro Parks, led a community discussion that led to a commitment from both parties to enact the agreement that's in place now.
Same question, Mayor.
Sure. In terms of Bendix, the City of Elyria put together a very comprehensive response. They had indicated to us that rebuilding in the City of Elyria would cost them about $30 million. Through a very creative incentive package, we were able to reduce that to $13 million. To build outside of the community, it's a cost, a price tag of more like $60 million. Sometimes money is not everything. Sometimes they're looking for a new place with vacant land to be able to start over. But I think more importantly, when I came into office, we did not have the economic development tools necessary to be more proactive. For the first time, we have an economic development plan. We have a new community improvement corporation that we specifically created for the purposes of assembling property and facilities to be able to offer up in these negotiations processes. We've never had that before in the City of Elyria. So certainly we have our first economic development specialist on board. It's our first real focus on economic development in the city, and it will make a difference.
And now we'll go into our 1 minute concluding statements, beginning with Mr. Bill Grace.
Again, thank you, David and Chip, for hosting this opportunity for us to present our case to our fellow residents in the City of Elyria. I'll start with Andy Young, the editor of the Chronicle-Telegram, wrote a column a couple of weeks ago in comparing the two of us, and one of his concluding paragraph, he stated, "In some ways, Grace was a far better mayor than Brenda has been. He had vision. She hires consultants. He took on a bloated, overpaid, and underworked fire department at great cost to his popularity. She coddles the department. He was remarkably transparent. She seeks to control information. I have a very strong record, as Mr. Young described here, in taking the courageous actions. May not have been popular, but we needed to make adjustments in terms of our spending priorities to free up funds to be available to improve our infrastructure, specifically our roads and other infrastructure in our city. We accomplished a great deal while I was in office, and a third of that time was under the worst economic conditions in our lifetime. With an improving economy and another term in office, we can achieve great things for our community, and I ask for your vote on the election May 5th and before. Thank you.
And a 1 minute conclusion statement from Mayor Holly Brenda.
Thank you so much. Again, thank you. If reelected, we'll continue all the positive momentum we've created, so I would encourage all Elyrians to protect the progress we've made. But I'd also like to clear something up. I asked our finance department to run this graph. This is a pictorial of expenditures in the general fund from the Keyes administration to the Grace administration to the Brenda administration. And if you zoom in on this, you'll see that the escalation for spending in the fire department in our general fund went up exponentially with the Grace administration. There were, I'm all about giving employee groups negotiated contracts and negotiating fairly, but the fact of the matter is that Mayor Grace was responsible for inflating these costs over an extended period of time as campaign promises. And when he found out the city could not sustain those costs, he tried to take those benefits away and faced a recall and later his and other backlash. So it wasn't so much him falling on the sword, it was him making promises that he couldn't make. This is a perfect representation of those promises. And I'd be happy to share more details.
And that concludes our roundtable with the candidates for the City of Elyria, Ms. Brenda and Mr. Grace. I want to thank you very much for being a part of our program this evening.